Mike, up here at the Producers Market Awareness Seminar, and of course, updating people as to the crop conditions, specifically hardwood winter wheat conditions in the state of Oklahoma. And of course, you're kind of in the situation right now, things aren't looking the best out in many parts of the state.
We've been extremely dry. You know, when we put the crop out this past fall, we did have subsoil moisture, and we did receive some moisture at the end of October to get both our earlier and later planted wheat up. And then, you know, we had good stands throughout all regions of the state where planting took place. But we just have not received any moisture in the state since the latter part of October. And so we are seeing the crop stress in a lot of places. We do have some good wheat in the northern parts of the state of Oklahoma where they had heavier snows with more moisture in it that stayed on in the fields, and that kind of helped them. And then they had received some moisture in those parts of the state in some of our larger wheat-producing counties such as Kay, Grant, and Alfalfa counties. You get into the southwest part of the state of Oklahoma, and it's just been extremely dry. I've been hearing some crop insurance adjusters saying that they are looking at adjusting the crop, and producers are weighing those options to see whether they're going to destroy it and go back in with summer crops. And then out in the panhandle regions west of Guymon, extremely dry too. So, you know, and then in central Oklahoma, looking at the crop, we probably have the opportunity to make a crop in some areas, but we're going to need moisture here in the next week. It is detrimental, especially I was out in western Oklahoma yesterday, and you know, it just, you can tell that the crop itself is very thin in a lot of places. It's stressing, it's turning blue. You look at the crop in the fields, it's shorter. I'd say we're probably at 25 to 30% jointed throughout most regions of the state, and so we're at that time where moisture is very important.
You know, and your crop last year over 100 million bushels, and it's going to be a struggle this year too.
Yeah, you know, right now USDA estimates have us at 49% of the crop into poor to very poor conditions. So, you know, that's half of the state, so it is going to have an impact. We are seeing, especially in the western parts of the state, southwest, because of the drought, that it already has had an impact on yield. If we could get moisture in the central parts of Oklahoma and continue to get moisture in the northern parts, though, you know, we still have the potential to have something, but we are going to need the rain.
If it hasn't happened already, are you expecting a lot of that wheat out in the panhandle, maybe in parts of western Oklahoma, to be grazed out?
You know, I think producers are weighing those options. I think there's a lot more wheat that has been grazed out in the western part of the state because of the drought conditions. Certainly, you know, when prices are where they are right now and you have high prices, producers would like to take those opportunities to harvest that wheat. But I do think that, you know, 2 to 3 weeks ago, producers weighed those options and decided, well, I'll graze it out and then I might go back with a summer crop. I think that is taking place. But in some instances, too, especially in southwest Oklahoma, there just are areas where graze out wasn't possible just because the crop itself just has been so damaged because of the drought.
Let's talk about why we're up here in Manhattan at the International Grains Program, the Producer Market Awareness Seminar. Mm-hmm. After day one, kind of give me your thoughts on what you heard and some of the things about the seminar that you like so far?
Well, you know, just looking at it from a perspective, as we are going into harvest season, last year we did have some issues with protein specifications. We also had some issues with rail and freight and wheat moving into the export market. And so I think that this seminar has been put on for administrators throughout the hardwood winter wheat region to kind of see what kind of issues that we are going to be dealing with this coming harvest season. Certainly, it looks like our issues this harvest season are going to be much different right now than what were last season. You know, we had bumper crops in a lot of the different regions of the hardwood winter wheat plains. And, you know, looking at what crop reports were from other states today, it seems to me like we're going to be in a much different situation, that we have severe drought in Texas, Oklahoma, western Kansas, on up into areas of Nebraska and Colorado. And so some of the issues that we had with a large crop probably aren't going to be some of the same issues that we have this year as far as rail and freight capacities. And also, you know, protein levels tend to be higher sometimes when we do have a stressed crop, and that is going on out in the fields right now. So in my area, producers did put on fertilizer because they had received some moisture in central Oklahoma. So I do think that, you know, protein levels could be a lot different this year than last year. So I don't think that we're going to have some of the issues with the freight and rail and protein that we did have. We also did talk about changes that are going to be made to the Kansas City Board of Trade and how that's going to impact the marketing of our wheat. And I think that that's some important information that we're going to have to see how it's going to affect producers at the local level. But I think all in all that the hopes for that were is to bring convergence into the marketplace, especially at the basis. And I think that this year some of those changes are going to be good in the long run for producers, and hopefully it's going to do that.
I think the interesting part is still there are so many scenarios that are out there of, well, what if it's this, what if it's this, what if it's this, even in the discussion that was happening out there, that it's still going to be interesting this year is to see how these changes, how effective they're going to be.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, too, is going to be on what type of crop we take in. It always depends a lot on the quality and what we have to offer at that time. And a lot of times I always say at this point in the year, you know, we're March, we're still, you know, 2.5 to 3 months out from wheat being harvested in our region and in the other parts of the hard red winter wheat region. And so a lot of times I say you have to lose the crop 2 or 3 times yet before we get it in. So there is going to be differences in quality this year, no doubt. And I think that that's going to also have an impact and a role as to some of the things that we're going to see when harvest does take place.
A lot of this for the producers comes down to the marketing plans and the aspect of how aggressive are you going to be versus you're hearing a lot of opinions of, hey, if I've got the, you know, if I've got the storage, I'm going to store it to get those storage rates.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at storage rates, I do think that based on what we are seeing at the Kansas City Board of Trade and looking at the base rates and how they're going to increase at the delivery points, it is going to be interesting to see what does happen at the local country elevators and to see how the wheat's going to be marketed, see if protein does become an issue in the future with some of the protein requirements that have also been made in those changes, and you know, how that's going to take place in the marketing of it. Specifically, you know, with what they're trying to do at the delivery points into the export market, they're trying to make the wheat more acceptable into the world marketplace. You know, we still have at the country elevator issues with some of that. You know, we don't have a lot of protein testers in those places, and some of the facilities are a little bit older. We are seeing new grain facilities being built in Oklahoma and in the hard red winter wheat belts. I think as we see more building going on and the ability for more segregation, that, you know, the potential for us to specifically market on protein will become more important in the future. It's not something we had really seen until this past year, but the world's wanting higher protein wheat, especially I saw it too on a trade team that I went to Mexico this past winter. And seeing down there, they're wanting higher quality wheats for their market. Their consumers are changing. They're wanting higher quality breads, and they need those protein levels for that at that end of the marketing chain. And so we are going to see that become an important in the future.